This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. And that's where we are, where we left off in July. So, got one more to this morning on that, and then we'll be ready to go on to verse 26 and following. Now let's take a look now at what we have in this passage. This is this is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. So let's get a look at the concept of the covenant that we're dealing with here, and so we can move on in our study. Okay, the original covenant, he calls this one the new covenant. The original covenant is the Abrahamic covenant in the study of covenants in the Bible. Now, the old covenant is the Mosaic covenant, the Mosaic law. The new covenant is like the original covenant. And we've studied all of this. The board has gone back to Jeremiah, to the Abrahamic covenant. These are alike. The law is in the middle. Now, to get a feel of the major covenants, the Adamic covenant made with Adam is for eternity, faith in the coming seed. The Abrahamic covenant is for eternity, trusting in the coming seed. The Mosaic covenant isn't even included. God never intended man to live by the law. Never. It's to show man that he's a sinner. The new covenant is for eternity. So, just want to get a feel of what he means when he says the new covenant. Now, let's get a feel of what we're dealing with here in this phrase. This is the cup of the new covenant. Now, very quickly, we have studied in a long time, and don't tell me how long, those of you that know, I don't want to know, but we have studied in regard to the covenant. There are a lot of Christians, you know what's interesting is, to me, a lot of Christians, they can tell you about the law, can tell you where the law is found. Ten Commandments, starting with that, they know where it is. A lot of Christians know what happens if you don't do the Ten Commandments. A lot of Christians know who gave the Ten Commandments. It's through Moses.